Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Yes, sir. It is that day.
Julie. Guess what day it is?
Wake up, all of you Julies.
Julie.
All of you Georges.
Guess what day
Jim's,
it
Tom's,
is?
Jim's, Tom's, Ted's.
Guess
your Reese's.
Guess what day it is?
Anybody?
Susie's and Terry's.
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Christina's and Chris's.
Anybody?
All you all, wake up.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Who would you like to tell? Just calm down.
Mike.
You want to tell the Campbell? Just calm down.
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Listen, guess what today
is? I was watching the news for a few minutes yesterday. I didn't spend much time watching it.
Listen,
and it's probably why I had such a happy day on Tuesday yesterday. I watched the news very little. It's a lot of screaming and hollering. Now, some places, depending on where the airport is, there's still 3 to 4 hours lines, TSA agents that are working on their own dime. And we're praying that they get back to work as soon as possible. That is, get back to being paid so that they'll be full staff. A lot of them call in sick or just aren't working because they're trying to maybe even work another job to get a paycheck while still maintaining. And some have quit. And do you blame them? But you see people arguing about this, whether it's on Fox News or CNN. And I got a couple of pieces of advice for you. Don't watch much of it. Even if it's a network you quote-unquote agree with, just don't. Just skip it. Because it's the same drama. The underlying theme is God has got this. There are some places, though, where ICE agents have come to help out, that they've taken a four-hour line and made it into 40 minutes. In other words, hey, you can cut that in half, another 20 minutes. Take a bunch of people from Chick-fil-A and run them through the line. Get them to orchestrate it. They'll cut it down to about 10 minutes. They'll get you through that line quickly. And then once you get clearance to board, they'll even say, it'll be my pleasure to serve you at the boarding center. Wouldn't that be good? A big smile on your face, it'll be my pleasure to serve you at the boarding center. So those things are happening. ICE is helping in some places and other places. Well, just depends. You've had a lot of flights canceled out of LaGuardia because they're still investigating the crash of a plane that ran into a fire truck or a fire truck that got into the path of a plane. So that's kind of where we are today at 865-342-5620. Who would you like to call up and just say, hey, just calm down, would you? Maybe it's me. I get excited about a lot of things. I really do. When I put my hands in the grass this morning to do my push-ups, I wasn't very excited. But when I felt that the grass was moist and actually had dew on it, I was excited. And then I turned onto a little back street so I could make my way to Oak Ridge Highway to get up here to the radio station. And I saw this little fawn, this little baby deer, bouncing across the road. I was excited. They were getting some early morning nourishment somewhere. I thought, that's pretty cool. It was a little side road that I'd never seen a deer on that one before. I see them a lot on my driveway. Yeah. Making your lines shorter, wherever you are. Chick-fil-A. For WRJZ at 102.5 FM, this is Joy Radio. What we want to do is bring the joy back to you. One of those is telling the gospel to children. The Child Evangelism Fellowship of Greater Knoxville do that. CEF, you know, they partner to bring us Adventures in Odyssey on Saturdays and Paws and Tails. Well, they're going to be at the Silver Diamond Baseball Complex, Carson Newman Eagles, Jefferson City this weekend, starting Friday and Saturday, as Carson Newman takes on in a three-game series against Newberry. But they're going to have a special CEF Child Evangelism Fellowship booth set up. It's going to be a lot of fun. Balloon animals, cornhole, face painting, all kinds of stuff. That's Saturday and, of course, also on Friday. Friday starts at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So after the kids get off, they can come on in after the 2 p.m. setup. Saturday at 12 p.m. and 3 p.m., two different ball games, a doubleheader. But a chance for you to go by their table, say hi to them, would you? Children get in free. $5 admission for the rest of you. That's not bad. That's going to be a lot of fun. So call some people, or at least admonish some people lovingly, and say, hey, just calm down. He's got this. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJZ, our phone lines are open. Whatever's on your heart, or if you want to tell somebody just to calm down, 865-342-5620.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
You won't be part of the main dish. I'll spit you out on the dry land. Spit you out on the dry land.
Good morning. It's now 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 o'clock, WRJZ. This is Joy Radio, home of the Bob Bell Show.
Frick short of a load now, brother. You're one shot away from the bullseye. You are missing the mark on your spiritual walk. Started walking away. Now you're sinking into the deep. Wake up.
Yeah, I'd like to call Congress and just tell some of them just to calm down. Now, listen. When I hear Congressman Tim Burchett, who's a man of faith, loves Lord, loves his family, when I hear him getting excited about something, it's usually still low-key. He doesn't get overexcited. He states facts very bluntly. You may not like the way he states it. But he's not throwing salvos out there. There's some people, they get excited and start screaming on both sides. Just don't. Sometimes people get in a church meeting. You ever seen that? A business meeting at church and somebody gets a little excited about something? And their passion starts to run away with them a little bit. And we forget we're going to speak the truth, but are we going to speak the truth in love? Huh? Or, dare I even say it, you're having a discussion with your spousal unit. As Matt Heekin used to call his wife, I'll have to check with the spousal unit. Yes. And he would say that. And that's they're just like everybody else. Sometimes they had discussions. Mrs. Bell and I have had discussions. I don't think I've ever won one of those discussions, but I've had discussions over 41 years. If you start to run away with your emotions, though, things start to come out your mouth that shouldn't. And instead of honestly being transparent before your mate or whoever you're talking to, but if it's your spouse, can't you just be honest and lower your voice a little bit? Listen, this is really what I was thinking. If you don't see it that way, I can understand why. And really mean it. Arguments about politics and everything else, yes, that gets our sports. Good gracious sakes alive. People get so passionate about sports, I understand. I was an athlete at one time. I was very passionate. And I remember, though, whenever Tennessee lost a football game, man, it ruined my whole weekend. Now, there's nothing good about that. That's dumb. You're worried about what a bunch of 18 to 22-year-old young men are going to do. Now they get paid and, you know, you feel like you can boo at them more. I still want to just tell people, just calm down, would you? Be passionate, but don't be out of control. Those are two different things. Rick Barnes is a passionate basketball coach. He's not out of control. I may have seen him almost kind of sort of lose control maybe one time in the last 10 years that he's been here at Tennessee. Maybe. And he got teed up, and he apologized to his players for getting teed up. Because he wasn't trying to get teed up. Some coaches try to get teed up on purpose to get their players kind of off their keisters and more involved. That's kind of what they do. The guy from Ole Miss, when he was here in Knoxville, and he just went bananas and running on the court and cussing and saying all kinds of terrible things, he got a technical on purpose to get his players into it. His players were losing by 14 or 15 at the time, they ended up losing by 19. So it didn't work. Some people you just need to, hey, just calm down. Just breathe. Tomorrow we're going to talk about courage with Dr. Todd Harden. Now, if you own a home, maybe you got a mortgage on a home in Knox County, there is a way to ensure that your home is safe. You know what? Knox County Register of Deeds office has a free program called Free Fraud Alert Program. Some people are trying to steal your home. I mean that. It's crazy. But what you do is go to knoxcounty.org, click on the elected officials, Register of Deeds, follow the directions, Free Fraud Alert Program. It'll show you what that's all about. And then I want to talk about, too, we'll have her on a little bit later on in April, my friend Emily Ratliff featuring the Hope Resource Center annual fundraising banquet, 6:30 p.m. Bridgewater Place, April 23rd, which, by the way, is my wife's birthday. Anyway, you can RSVP by April 16th. We'll talk more about that as days go by. Right here at WRJZ, it's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Our phone lines are open. Do you need me to talk you down a little bit? Are you getting too excited? Are you willing to admit it? I'll do the best I can. I mean, I'm an excitable person too, but within reason. Also, I'm going to give you a chance to win John MacArthur's Truth Upheld. It's a wonderful combination of great sermons from 1969 till 2024. And then R.C. Sproul's Chosen by God, 25th year edition. A beautiful highlighter from WRJZ. I've got some other materials in there too, including one from Dave Ramsey and Ramsey Solutions, which is now on in the overnight here at WRJZ. 102.5 FM in Knox County. Joy Radio is all over the world at WRJZ.com. Traffic and weather next. Good morning. It's 19 minutes after 6.
To infinity and beyond.
From East Tennessee to the outer edges of awesome, it's the Bob Bell Show.
Welcome in. Time to wake up now. 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is WRJZ, known as Joy Radio. Time to rise and shine.
Give God the glory, glory.
Oh, different song. 50 degrees now in downtown Knoxville, 48 degrees in Carnes. The Bob Bell Show is underway for this, the 25th day of March. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'll tell you more tomorrow about this, but I did something dumb with my mower the other day. Dumb, 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 dodo bird, dumb, dumb, dum, 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 dum. But you know, there's a lot of grace. I called Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, and they came and picked it up. You know, they know the way to my house pretty well now. So they picked it up, and they fixed it. And I got the bill yesterday, and I said, thank goodness, praise the Lord. I was thinking it was going to be a lot worse, and I told my wife, I said, whew, doggies, I thought we were going to take out a loan on that one, but okay, no. Didn't call Dave Ramsey, no. But the mower, as big as it is, I mean, I've got to have it. He goes, why do you have to keep your yard mowed? Well, you keep snakes down and all this other kind of stuff, fire hazards and whatnot. Plus, it looks good. Plus, there's just other reasons. It's just good maintenance. Now, I may mow my yard a little bit lower than some people like or are comfortable with. That's fine. And other people mow theirs a little bit thicker and higher. I like to hit golf balls off my grass. That's just the way it is. I like to hit golf balls around my house. That's been a part of my culture for a long time. But I'm thankful that, and somebody said on Facebook, I got this problem or that problem with my riding mower. You know, who could I take it to and get it fixed? And I put on the I Love Carn section. I put Dickens Turf and Landscaping. I said, yeah, let me tell you. But I'll tell you what I did tomorrow, because I'm going to have a couple of guys from Dickens Turf and Landscape on tomorrow in the 7 o'clock hour. Today, we've got a tremendous hour lined up for you next. We've got a young man who's going to be here, who's going to talk about a ministry which is called Across Nigeria, Brad Brandon. Mr. Brandon's going to be here. Also, from Naomi's Promise, Jesse Hahn will be here. These are two places, these are two things you may not know much about, and I want you to know about them. What we have cooking up around here touches around our backyard and touches people around the world as well. And that's a good thing. Those are things I don't want to calm down about. Those are things I want to get excited about.
Calm down, cool down. I can calm my body down.
Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We had lots of fun. I can calm my body down.
From WRJZ, Joy Radio.
Stretch out, arms up tall. Hold air nice and strong. I can calm my body down.
You know, it may be better for your blood pressure and things like that, too. Anyway. And deep breathing. Kind of like Sunday night, I couldn't, after the game was over, and Tennessee had beaten the favored team, which was Virginia, and moved on to the Sweet 16. I was so excited, it was hard for me to calm down. I had to chill. And I got up, and I walked around the house a little bit, and talked to Mrs. Bell a little bit, but she was fading fast because she was going to sleep, like normal people do. But it got to be past 9 o'clock. Well, I didn't have any intention on staying up past 9 o'clock because, again, I get up at 3:25 in the morning. Well, officially 3:26, in case you want to know. Like I said, some lines are shrinking at your local airport. It's not been a huge issue at McGee-Tyson because it's a smaller airport. It can be, and some of you may have different testimonies to that. You may say, yeah, Bob, it really is. But you had to increase the amount of time you had to allow for check-in, for sure. I know that. But at Chicago, some of the lines went down. In Hartsfield International, which is the Atlanta airport, some of the lines went down. But some of the people who were investigating that big plane crash into the fire truck at LaGuardia, some of those people who were investigators were late. You know why they were late? Because they couldn't catch a flight. Because they couldn't get on the plane on time. So this needs to be fixed and needs to be fixed today. Meanwhile, the first Masters golf tournament was won on this date in 1934 by a guy whose name is Horton Smith. Did Horton ever hear a who? You better believe he did at Augusta National. The Masters was brand new. This was the first. It was not considered a major at the time, of course. So if you drive through Augusta, and you'll figure this out in about a week and a half when they have it, you drive through Augusta, especially on Masters Week, it is crazy when it comes to traffic. Now, there's nice places in Augusta, and there's places that they're not so nice. There's North Augusta. There's all that area over there. And I've been all through it, and I've been to the Masters twice, that is, to two different practice rounds, one on a Monday, one on a Tuesday, two different years. The last time I went, I think, was 2004, when Tiger Woods won that one with the Nike ball just dripping into the cup at the very last second. And Vern Lundquist goes, in your life have you ever seen anything like that? And it was a great call. But I didn't see that. I saw the practice rounds, just to remember. But to walk around there, it's almost like you want to hear angels sing when you see the azaleas and the dogwoods bloom. And it's beautiful. It's just, it's wonderful. Then you taste the egg salad sandwich or the chicken salad sandwich from the concession stand and note that the sandwich only cost $1.50, which is nothing. 20 years ago or today, it's $1.50, something like that. It's ridiculously low. It's one of the best sandwiches you'll ever have in your entire life. It's a great experience to walk around Augusta National. Just follow some of the golfers playing 18 holes. It really is. But it also helps you calm down. So that's what we're going to do. is where to help you calm down. 1934 was the first Masters, and Horton Smith won. Never heard of him before. For WRJZ, it's time now for the latest news. An update on what's going on around the world. What's going on with the Iran negotiations? All of that coming up shortly. Brought to you by Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue.
You can't handle the truth.
Actually, you can handle the truth, and you'll get it right here with Bob Bell.
Come on, let's take a drive down 66 at WRJZ. Welcome to Joy Radio at 635.
If you ever plan to motor west,
where you going, friends?
Travel my way, that's the highway, that's the
best. The other thing you need to do is calm down on the roadway.
Put your kids on Route 66.
That's why we play this for you, just to kind of get you chilled out.
Now it winds from Chicago to L.A.
For WRJZ at Joy Radio,
more
it's the Bob Bell Show. I may try to
get your kicks
some friends of mine from
66.
Central High School,
Louis,
because they graduated the some years ago. They're in a band called Happy Landing, and this band is beginning to take over parts of the South, from Mississippi all the way up to the Market Square in Knoxville, and points in between. These students, former students. These kids are in their upper 20s now. These students from Central High School have just taken the world by storm. Many of them are Christians. They're not, quote-unquote, a Christian music act, as it were. But they're Christians who play good, clean, fantastic music. Like, I wouldn't call Nate Bargatze a Christian comedian. He's a comedian who's a Christian. Now, I know some of y'all get sideways on that. And again, I say, just calm down. Ricky Skagg says he's not a Christian musician. He is a musician who is a Christian. I can dig that. And he does some sacred music, as it were. You know, Tim Hawkins, you can say he's a Christian comedian. But again, Tim Hawkins, all of his material is extremely funny. Is it funnier than Nate Bargatze? Sure. No. Yes. I mean, it's different. Henry Cho from West High School, Knoxville, Tennessee, probably 1 year older than I. Henry Cho is funny. He's a Christian. He's not necessarily a Christian comedian. But you won't hear filth and all this other junk and innuendo in his comedy. He writes good comedy. But anyway, I just thought it's interesting to note that. But I want people to calm down. Maybe people should laugh at themselves more. And I don't mean to look flippantly at things that are actually serious. But I thought of this. Here's why I thought of this that I was talking about. Because I was watching Fox News, and I was watching a soundbite from another governor from another state make a preposterous statement just the other day. Preposterous. Ridiculous. And I could feel my blood pressure going up. And I think my ears were starting to turn red. You ever had that when your ears start to turn red? And my eyes were glazing over a little bit, and my teeth were starting to grit like that. And I said the same thing I would say to you, my friend. Bob, 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 Bob. Chill, chill, chill. Wait, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. He's a lost person. He doesn't know. He doesn't have that kind of wisdom. He doesn't have access to it. So he does what the world does. Now, this doesn't mean you just close your eyes and put your head in the sand. It's, oh, we're in our own little Christian huddle. Nothing ever happened. No. But don't get yourself so worked up over it. I think that's just my bottom line. All right, we're going to give you something coming up in just a few moments, a chance for you to win Truth Triumphs, all those messages that are in written form, in a hardback edition, in a book from John MacArthur, one of the last things he authorized before he passed away. Also, Dave Ramsey, build a business you love. From Ramsey Solutions on overnight at WRJZ. Now, we're glad to have them aboard. Also, WRJZ highlighter. Also, a big devotional from R.C. Sproul, our ministry of the month, which is Ligonier Ministries and Renewing Your Mind, comes on at 10:30 each and every weekday right here at WRJZ. All of that, a chance for you to win. We're going to do famous detective shows, Dave. Coming up next, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Here's a great kicker in all of music at WRJZ. Good morning, it's 6:42. Welcome to the Bob Bell Show. Good to have you along. It's now 50 degrees in downtown. And add the aforementioned prize pack, including the highlighter from WRJZ, to give away right now at 865-342-5620. Today is the birthday of Paul Michael Glaser. Paul Michael Glaser is 83 this morning. Can you name the detective show he starred in with David Soul? Right, Dave? 865-342-5620. If you hear this music, you should be able to see the very vehicle they travel in. Paul Michael Glaser, 83 today. What was the name of the detective show he starred in opposite David Soul? 865-342-5620 for the MacArthur and R.C. Sproul prize pack. By the way, they were both very good friends. I heard a comment, too, the other day that I thought was really good, where Paul Washer was preaching, and it's like he got to a point in the message, he said, John MacArthur, and he loved John MacArthur, he said, John MacArthur is dead. Vody Bachum is dead. R.C. Sproul has long since gone home to be with the Lord. All of these men would tell you and have told you that there is no hero in this faith except for Christ. There's only one hero. And it's only by his word we exist as a church. Well, I loved it. Anyway, Paul Michael Glaser, 83 today. What famous detective show was he a part of when he played opposite David Soul? For the prize pack at 865-342-5620, that's not one but three books. And a WRJZ highlighter in a decorative WRJZ bag, Joy Radio. Be the first on your block to have one. Paul Michael Glaser also starred in Butterflies Are Free, The Air Up There, The Cutting Edge, The Running Man. I remember that. Band of the Hand. Several other things I won't even mention. So Paul Michael Glaser, turning 83, is alive and well. Starred opposite David Soul in what detective series? 865-342-5620. Three books, one of them by one of the best, most volume-selling author in modern times, that being Dave Ramsey. I didn't realize that. The other one, John MacArthur, that's another big seller. John MacArthur. Wonder why John was a favorite on the Larry King show. You ever wonder that? You know what? Larry King liked him. I don't know if Larry King believed him. But John took the opportunity to plant the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in the mind of Larry King before he died. So did Kirk Cameron. But for some reason, he liked John MacArthur. Maybe he sensed authenticity. And some of the other preachers that he interviewed over the years were not so authentic. That's John MacArthur was.
That's, I'd say that's 100% accurate, because when you listen to John MacArthur, he has that honesty,
mm-hmm.
and he's just he doesn't sound like he's preaching at anybody.
Right.
He's actually being a teacher.
I think so.
And that's why I think he respected John so much.
I think he also respected John because John stood on his principles even when he was challenged. John was often challenged by Larry King. Oh, so I'm going to hell. You know, Larry King would say things like that. And John MacArthur would calmly say, for all those who don't trust Christ, yes. And then he would turn around and say, but Larry, the good news is, if you would trust Christ, he will in no wise cast you out. If you trust Christ and his payment alone. I thought, well, that's beautiful. So yeah, Paul Michael Glazer, 83 today at WRJZ. Also, we have this 25-day devotional called Chosen by God from R.C. Sproul. And it just gives you more of a sense. It's the 25th year that this has been in existence. So it's been tweaked and bettered all up until he passed away in 2017. And he made such an impact everywhere. So these are available to you along with the Dave Ramsey book. All you have to do is call 865-342-5620 and tell me which detective series that Paul Michael Glazer star in opposite David Soul. Now, coming up in a few moments, we have Food for the Soul right here at WRJZ, and we got a lot of help because this is going to be a very good one, by the way, as we talk about John MacArthur, speaking of whom, talking about how Peter failed, but God didn't.
Hear the required 8 vitamins and minerals for morning listening. The Bob Bell Show.
Woke up this morning, realized I've been made brand new.
That's right.
All of my old friends are asking what happened to you.
Because you're a new creation.
The man is gone. He's in the grave where he belongs. That there was made upon a cross. And I'm moving on.
Good morning. It's 6 minutes away from 7.
I'm holding on.
Here we go.
Alive in my head.
For WRJZ, Joy Radio. Traveling down the highway safely, I trust. Observing our children's drop-off points and school zones and everything else, right? Make sure. All right, we're trying to give away this prize pack real quick at 865-342-5620. The category is detective shows. Paul Michael Glazer turns 83 today. Tell us, which detective show was he a part of? When he starred opposite David Soul, 865-342-5620. 865-342-5620. And you can win the prize pack from R.C. Sproul, from John MacArthur, from David, the one and only Dave Ramsey, and a highlighter from yours truly, Bob Bell at WRJZ. You can be the winner. All right here at WRJZ. Like I said, if you hear the music, you're probably seeing the vehicle they drove. And let's go to Dave. Who do we have up on the docket, Dave?
We have Cindy on line one.
Hello, Cindy. How are you?
Better than I deserve. How are you?
Oh, a little Dave Ramsey reference there. That a girl. Yeah. So, yeah, Dave's now on to the overnight here at WRJZ, and we're proud to have Ramsey Solutions on. That being said, Paul Michael Glazer turns 83 today. He starred on what famous detective show playing opposite David Soul?
Starsky and Hutch.
You better believe it. It is Starsky and Hutch. Cynthia, you are the winner for WRJZ. Can you still see the vehicle they traveled in?
Oh, yeah. You know that this ages us, right?
It does put an age stamp on us, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does.
It means we start having procedures with the word oscopy attached to it. That's right. Yeah, I got it. Anyway. Cindy, you stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere. Dave's got to get some more information from you. And congratulations, Cindy.
Thank you.
She did a great job. WRJZ on 102.5 FM. All right. Also, having a birthday today, she would have been 83 years old. She actually would have been 84. Aretha Franklin, born on this date in 1942. Yeah, Lady Soul, do you remember this? That's right. For WRJZ, that is Aretha Franklin. Turning 79 today, Elton John. Elton John turns... Really? Elton John turns 79. I remember I had an album years ago called Rock of the Westies. And it was Elton John. Yeah. Rock of the Westies had Philadelphia Freedom on it, I think. Yellow Brick Road was one of my favorites. I don't know about yours. Danica Patrick, the race car driver, turns 44 today. Bonnie Bedelia from the Die Hard series, 78 this morning. From WRJZ, it was on this date way back in 1918. Howard Cosell was born. This is his announcement from when John Lennon was shot to death on ABC's Monday Night Football.
But it's suddenly been placed in total perspective for us. I'll finish this. They're in the hurry-up offense. Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous, perhaps, of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
Wow. Yeah. Howard Cosell. Howard Cosell. Born of the state in 1918. For WRJZ at 102.5 FM. So, be thinking about the people you need to tell. Just calm down. Hopefully, Brad Brandon will be in here shortly at WRJZ. And we'll have a wonderful time, a perspective with him on the phone. That's coming up shortly. We'll also have, later on this morning, Jesse Hahn on the Bob Bell Show. Jesse is with Naomi's Promise. All of that coming up here at Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM. 99.5 in Sevier County. We are all over the world at WRJZ.com. There are parts of Nigeria and Abuja. They can still hear us. That's right. By the way, we know that there are people who are listening in Tel Aviv this morning. We're praying for you all for the peace of Israel and for the peace of Jerusalem as well. We are praying also for those who are serving. There are some personnel, including Marines, that are headed over to outside of Iran to perform their tasks, whatever that may be. So we're going to pray for them and for their families as well. All here at WRJZ Knoxville at 7 o'clock. We'll be back in just a few moments. It's a news break now. This news break from Fox News, sponsored by Larson J. for County Mayor. From WRJZ, it's now 7:04, 4 minutes after 7 o'clock at 50 degrees in downtown Knoxville. Out at the airport, we have 48 likewise in Carnes and Powell. My name is Bob Bell. By the grace of God, I've been here for 33 marches at WRJZ. I'm starting to say 50-something. No, I'm working toward it, though. Let's see. Can I make it 50 years? We'll work. We'll get there. Meanwhile, lots to come up. We're going to give you a perspective. We talked to a person who is involved very much with a ministry called Across Nigeria. Brad Brandon is going to be on with us shortly in just a few moments. There was a man by the name of Chris. It's a guy that I know that's in ministry that went to Memphis recently. And he attended the service of Steve Gaines, who was pastor emeritus at Bellevue Baptist Church. So you say Bellevue Baptist Church, the older people will say, well, that's where R.G. Lee was pastor for years. And then people of my age group would say, that's where Adrian Rogers was pastor for years. Steve Gaines certainly left his mark as well. Tremendous preacher of the gospel. A good singer as well. But he passed away. God took him home. A diagnosis of cancer a couple of years ago. And I love how this is, because it simply said just a servant of God preaching God's word. And even though he's one of the largest churches in America, he's the pastor there, he did not consider himself better than everybody and all of that. I just think it's a wonderful thing to see that you have a man with that kind of humbleness that was given charge to be there at a much larger church to minister to people. You know, and it's also a reminder that God uses people like us, those of us who are broken and been broken, those of us who have had trials, tribulations. My theme for today is, hey, just calm down. I guarantee you after the break, Brad Brandon's going to give us some perspective on why you should calm down. Now, I thought about this as I listened to Alistair Begg the other day. Alistair was talking about, you know, we go through all of these troubles, yet here we are, and only by his hands has he been able to perform it, but he does use us.
In trials, in perplexities, in problems, we come to know God in a way that we could not know God in any other way at all. In other words, we learn, along with Andre Crouch from a long time ago, if I never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, thank you for not taking us out. Thank you for leaving us here. Thank you for keeping your disciples there so that they might, in their generation, proclaim the gospel, so that the gospel might fan out from the Middle East into Europe and to the very ends of the earth, so that this morning we are the beneficiaries of the fulfillment of the prayer of Jesus in John 17. Father, do not take them out of the world. We should all say hallelujah to that he didn't do that. And here we are.
And here we are. Coming up at 12:30 today, hear more of that right here at WRJZ. Brad Brandon with Across Nigeria with us in just a few moments at WRJZ to give you some real perspective. Right now it's 50 degrees.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
That train is a beauty, making everybody stare, but its only destination is the middle of nowhere.
Choose life, friend.
There's victory in the Lord.
For WRJZ and Joy Radio, we are fighting from the point of victory. It is 10 minutes after 7 o'clock at 50 degrees at WRJZ. The Bob Bell Show underway. Brad Brandon on with us. Brad, good morning and welcome in, my friend.
Good morning, Bob. Good to be on with you.
You know I heard you the other day, or sometime soon, recently it was, on Glenn Beck.
I was, yes. That's right.
And I
talking
said,
about the persecuted Christians in Nigeria.
It really, what it does is it gives us perspective. Hey, Brad, I went to Jos, Nigeria. I don't know if you know where that is, in the northern part.
I do.
Yep. About 21 years ago with the Bible League. And I was talking to a young man by the name of Stephen. Stephen had recently converted over to Christianity and had studied over the last 4 years to become a pastor. Stephen was handing out as many as 5,000 Bibles a month from his house. People were in the house of language.
Yeah.
I said to him, and he's like 36 years old at this time, okay? And the beautiful wife and four beautiful little children. I said, Stephen, what happens when the wrong people find out what you're doing? He said, oh, Bob, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. When he said that, the hair went up on the back of my neck, because I knew that he didn't just read Philippians 1:21, he knew it and believed it.
That's right.
So yeah. Tell me about your work. This is fascinating to me.
Well, northern Nigeria right now is the most dangerous place to be a Christian. More Christians are killed in northern Nigeria, and Jos is included in that. I spend a lot of time in Jos.
I love that.
More Christians are killed in northern Nigeria than anywhere else in the world. If you take all the Christians that were killed last year in the world, 2025, 72% of them were killed in northern Nigeria. That's how bad it's gotten.
You mean
now,
in the whole world?
Ago, in the whole world, 72% of them last year were killed in northern Nigeria. There were over 8,000 Christians that were martyred in northern Nigeria last year. And so what our ministry does is we focus on two things. One, we help the persecuted. So northern Nigeria now is controlled by a very strict form of Sharia law.
Mm-hmm.
This is a kind of Sharia law where if you are a Muslim and you convert and become a Christian, that is a crime now that is punishable by death, meaning that your family can kill you or they can hire somebody to kill you, and it's completely legal just because you became a follower of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And so we go into those situations and we extract people who we call are in imminent danger, and we bring them to our refugee facility. We help them to restart their life there. The other part of our ministry that we focus on is actually bringing the gospel to the persecutors. So we work in areas that are controlled by Boko Haram, that are controlled by ISIS, mm-hmm. or ISWA, the Islamic State of West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We go into Muslim communities and we look for opportunities, doors that God opens to present to them the gospel of Jesus Christ. We do that by starting schools in their communities. We have an extensive education program for Fulani Muslims. And we use those schools as a platform to introduce people to Jesus Christ. We go in and drill wells. We'll help them with medical care.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things, just showing them the love of Christ, looking for opportunities to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's the other part of our ministry.
You know, judging by what I'm seeing on your website too, literacy, as you said, really is an issue in that community. There's parts of Sharia law that would keep people in the dark so they can't read other things.
That's right.
And so you would think, well, they would want people to be literate and ready to function and be able to read things, but that's not true.
Yeah, no, and the reason for that is because it contributes to the socioeconomic instability of the region. So among Fulani Muslim children, the literacy rate is less than 1%.
Whoa.
They can't even read and write Hausa of their own language, let alone English, which is the national language of Nigeria because it's a former British colony. So what we do is we go in and we educate them and give them literacy in Hausa so they can read and write their own language, and then also teach them to read and write English. And really what that does is Boko Haram and ISWA, the Islamic State of West Africa, they use the instability of the region, the socioeconomic conditions, as a way to draw in young people into those radical groups. So the demographics among Boko Haram and ISWA are ages 15 to 25. So they're drawing those people in because they don't. This is a place where people make less than a dollar a day. Unemployment is like 80% in some of these areas.
Wow.
So they have no hope. They have no prospects. Boko Haram comes along and says, hey, we'll give you a community. We'll give you some camaraderie. Mm-hmm. We'll even allow you to make some money. Sometimes they can earn up to $100 for one act of terrorism, which is like a small fortune in this part of the world.
Sure.
So they're really attracting this younger demographic. What we're doing is going in and giving them opportunities, opening doors for them so that they don't have to choose radicalism, and drawing them away from that.
Wow. We're with Brad Brandon across Nigeria. As many of you know, in the Bob Bell Show listening audience over the past 20 years, I fell in love with northern Nigeria, even though I only went there the one time for 8 incredible days that changed my life. And what Brad is telling you is exactly what it is. I mean, Brad, I remember walking into a church and seeing a bunch of men. These are men who could read, and their shirt pockets, they had regular dress shirts with a shirt pocket on the front, and their shirt pockets were stuffed with pieces of paper. And I asked the interpreter, I said, John, I said, what's with the shirt pockets with everybody? He goes, oh, that's their Bibles. I said, are you kidding?
Yeah.
those are the ones who could read. In other places,
yes.
I noted that there was some sort of dispute that was probably made up by some of those Sharia Muslims in that area. And what happened was they burned down a church while people were in it. They took 9 of the deacons out back and buried them alive in their well. They shot some of the children in the children's choir. So what you have described to me is completely and totally accurate. We need to offer opportunities so that these people don't have to choose to try to make $100 by killing folks.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We have an extensive underground church network where we operate underground churches in northeast Nigeria, which in Maiduguri, which is right now the most dangerous city in Africa. And the Monday before last, Monday of last week, 4 suicide bombers walked into various locations in Maiduguri and blew themselves up simultaneously. It was a coordinated attack.
Wow.
28 people were killed in those blasts, and 4 of them were part of our organization. So we lost 4 people last week in those attacks. So you're absolutely right. Just last year, I was in a community called Yalawata, and there were 250 Christians that were killed in one night. In one night, they lit fire to they lit their houses on fire and then stood outside as women and children tried to escape and shot them as they tried to run out.
Oh my. Hey, Brad Brandon, stay right there. We're going to take a quick break and be back in just a second, but I want you to hang on to that thought and what we can do as the church, all of us Methodist Baptisterians, what we can do to step in and be the hands and feet of Jesus for these precious brothers and sisters. 19 minutes after 7, Brad Brandon of Across Nigeria continues with us in just a moment after we do Pray Tennessee in partnership with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing great because Bob Bell is on the mic.
For WRJZ, we've been talking about one of my favorite areas, even though I only went there once. I don't know if some of the people I spoke with are still alive in that part of northern Nigeria. At WRJZ, it's 7:24 in the morning. My good friend Brad Brandon is shining the light on all this with Across Nigeria, a ministry you will not believe. Wow. Brad, I don't know what that means, but it sounds pretty. Anyway, for WRJC, Brad, what website do we go to help participate with your ministry? Because I think we ought to participate with you.
Yeah, our website is acrossnigeria.org. So people can go to acrossnigeria.org. And I always tell people, I said, the number one thing that we need, and I'm not just saying this to be polite. I really believe this. The number one thing we need is people praying for us.
I heard you say that on the Glenn Beck show. It's the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I see people's prayers answered every day in northern Nigeria. We'll skate through some sticky situation, where we likely could have been attacked or something like that. And, you know, a half hour later, I'll get a text from a pastor back in the United States, and they'll say, hey, you know, I just woke up this morning, and I just had this sense to be praying for you. You know, what do you need? And it's like, well, I just saw your prayers answered. So number one, acrossnigeria.org. They can sign up for our newsletter, and they can also sign up.
Hello?
Russ.
Say that one more time.
Hello?
We lost you. Now we're back. Have you got us?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, say that one more time. One more time how we can help you out. Real quick.
Yeah, AcrossNigeria.org, they can sign up for our email updates and then also our newsletters. And those give real-time ways that people can pray for our ministry, things that God is doing in northern Nigeria and through our ministry. AcrossNigeria.org, just go there and sign up for our email updates and newsletters, and that'll give you great ways to be in prayer for us.
Man, I appreciate that. And again, that squares with everything that I've seen and heard. It experienced. One of the other preachers was preaching a revival service, I guess it was sometime in 2004, a few months before we got there, and he had a couple of guys that kept following him, and he knew that they were supposed to kill him because he was coming home from a Nigeria, from a service by himself. Listen to this, Brad. They were coming home. 2 months later, they came to faith in Christ, and he's having lunch with them.
Yeah.
This is what prayer, this is what God does
yes.
with prayer. So 2 months later,
amen.
And he asked those two that were supposed to kill him, he said, why didn't you kill me that night? And he said, you're talking about September 18th, right? And he said, yeah, sure. He goes, well, what do you mean, why didn't we kill you? You had two soldiers on one side of you, two on the other, and one in front and one in behind. And the pastor in question said, I did not. There was nobody there. And they said, yeah, uh-huh. And they went back and
yes.
forth. And when he was telling me that story, that's another one of those times where the hair came up on the back of my neck, and I said, good gracious sakes alive.
That's right. Yeah.
So this
that's
is why we pray.
Right there.
It is. This is why we pray. Because God does things in ways we just do not understand. He is sovereign.
That's right.
And
amen.
He's going to get his
word. Hallelujah.
Well, how did you first, and before you go, tell me, how did you get into Across Nigeria? You know, I'm looking at your picture. You don't look like somebody from Nigeria to me.
No, I'm not. I was pastored a church in Connecticut for many, many years, and I had gotten very complacent and comfortable, and that had a detrimental effect on my closeness with the Lord. And I one day cried out to God, and I said, God, I want to get close to you again. I want to walk and talk with you like I used to. And that triggered a series of events in my life. One, I ended up in the ICU for over a month, and God got a hold of my heart. And it was through that process that I ended up going to Abuja, Nigeria, just like you would have probably flown into Abuja if you went to Jos.
Exactly.
And it was from there that God launched our ministry, and I was able to reach a Fulani Muslim community and see some of them come to Christ. And that was over 10 years ago, and now that was the start of Across Nigeria.
Wow. That bus trip from Abuja up to Jos, 5.5 hours, that's special right there. I love it. It sure is alerting.
I've made that trip many times, many, many, many times.
Have you ever stopped, I'm asking you this, of course you have, but have you ever stopped at like an intersection somewhere just to get off for a rest stop, and these children come up with bunches of bananas to sell you? And
oh yeah,
it's like I look at them. I just want to take them all home with me and all that. And but you know, and you say you look and you see a family of four ride up to their local church. They ride up to it on a moped, daddy
yeah.
in front, mommy
yeah.
in back, dressed to the hilt, and two children in between them with smiles on their faces as big as all outdoors.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah, all four of them. They get on a motorcycle. They
yes.
can even fit more than four. I've seen.
I mean, and I just I looked at myself in my life that day, and I said, "You're a spiritual pansy, Bob." I mean, in a nice kind of way. Brad, thank you for answering God's call on your life. Would you promise me something, Brad? This is not going to be the first
yes,
time
sir.
And last time that we meet. Okay.
Hey, that would be great.
Yeah, you need to be on this station from time to time and update us on what's going on. And please,
I will gladly do that.
Give as many people in northern Nigeria a hug from me as you possibly can.
I will do that. My promise.
God bless you, my friend. For WRJZ,
okay.
That's
you,
Brad Brandon. AcrossNigeria.org, right here from WRJZ and 102.5 FM. When we come back, it's just ministry today. I mean, we're just in it. Naomi's promise. Y'all, she's going to tell us what Naomi's promise is. Jesse's in studio with us. We'll be back in just a few moments. The Bob Bell Show continues. News time now, brought to you by Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue, the place where Meg and I have gotten all of our tires for almost 30 years.
And now, back to the Bob Bell Show on Joy Radio.
Come in and good morning. It's coming up on 7:36 now, 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock. In WRJZ, this is the Bob Bell Show, a 33-year tradition here in Knoxville. I'm going to introduce you in just a few seconds to another unbelievable local ministry. And sometimes great local ministries or any ministry comes from a humble beginning. And you'll see that, how God uses somebody who's just faithful, just wanting to step up. The whole theme today is just calm down, would you? You sit there and watch the news, everybody screaming at one another. Folks calling names, this guy. just calm down. Just calm down. If you have a God perspective on all this, you know he's got it. That's what all this is. It's not your business, it's his business. He does allow you to work within this business to do things that remedy it. Meanwhile, we're talking about a couple of different things coming up this weekend. One of them is the big pancake flipping event that we'll be broadcasting live from at the O'Connor Senior Center. That's coming up Friday, brought to you by Trusted Ally Home Care. If you've worked around the Oak Ridge area and some of those buildings and you feel like you've got a health issue due to that, you need to contact my friend Ian at Trusted Ally Home Care. Go to their website today. Look it up. But whatever you do, be sure you tell them you heard it on WRJZ. Also on Friday and Saturday at Carson Newman, they've got baseball games, and outside there, CEF will be sponsoring. It'll be $5 admission for everybody else. Children get in free. Child Evangelism Fellowship of Greater Knoxville. They sponsor also and partner with us on Focus on the Family's Adventures and Odyssey, which will be heard Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, and also Paws and Tales from our friend Chuck Swindoll, which comes on at 7:30 each and every Saturday morning in partnership with Child Evangelism Fellowship of Greater Knoxville. Bob Bell at your service. It's Wednesday. You're going to meet a new friend of ours, Jesse, when we come back here on the Bob Bell Show, and you'll say, what is Naomi's promise?
Spring is about new life.
And so are we.
Joy Radio.
Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and want to change a thing.
For WRJZ, this is Joy Radio. 7:40, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock, my new friend Jesse Hahn is in studio with us. Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Very well. I'm glad to be here. But anyway, so Jesse, what is Naomi's promise? Where did that come from? Where did you get that name?
So it's a faith-based nonprofit. The goal is to aid single mothers to be able to thrive instead of just surviving. And the name Naomi came from the book of Ruth. I felt very drawn to that. Naomi and Ruth were two women, you know, that had been through hardships, and they stuck together. And through God, they were able to make a new life for themselves and prosper and thrive.
They knew what it was to lose virtually everything.
Yeah.
And have to depend on what God's hand could do. So you want to be God's hand to these single moms. Is it personal for you?
It is. I was a single mother for most of my children's lives. I had Alex, my oldest, when I was just 2 weeks shy of 17.
Are you kidding? You were just a baby, weren't you?
Yeah. So we've grown up together. He's amazing. And then I have two other boys, Sammy and Eli, and their father left our lives due to addiction. When Alex was probably five, my youngest Sammy was three, and I just got married a year ago. So they're 20. Alex will be 23 this year. Eli's 22, and Sammy is 20.
Looking back on all that now, do you think you'd survive? Were there times where you thought, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to make it.
There were times that I didn't think I could, but of course, I had God and I had a good Christian family, my mother and father, too. So they were helping me. My dad's a preacher in the county I grew up in, and they were always there for me.
Where'd you grow up, Jesse Hahn?
Union County.
Union County. I love that place.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's just up the road, but it's a different place. It's a different world.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, too. You've also fought cancer.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, I guess Alex, my oldest, was in sixth grade, and I just was hoarse a lot. And I realized that I needed to get a second opinion. I was having trouble breathing here and there.
Sure. That's usually one of the first signs, by the way.
Yeah, so I went to an ENT, and he found a mass on my left vocal cord. So we went through that, and gosh, the boys were just amazing through that, and I survived that. And it's been over 10 years now that I've been cancer-free, and I was just shocked I could talk.
Man, we're glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So you decided, because of your personal experience, this is personal for you. Mm-hmm. To open up a ministry called Naomi's Promise, based on what you saw in Scripture. Dad was a preacher, so this is not new to you, but you were raised in the nourishment and admonition of the Lord, went through some tough times, had a husband that was severely addicted, left you, and now you found the guy that put a ring on it and said, I'm serious.
Yeah.
So how did you meet him?
Well, we met through a dating website. Actually.
Boy, that had to be the hand of God, right?
Yeah. And so we have seven kids together, and at our wedding, actually, one of the things that really stood out to me, the preacher, we got married in Florida, and the preacher, he was just an amazing man, Reverend Darrell Hill. He was awesome.
Uh-huh.
And he said, do you take Naomi? And I had already decided I wanted to do this ministry. And he misspoke and asked my husband if he wanted to marry me. And we were just all shocked, you know, by that.
Because you already knew by that time.
Yeah, I'd already had the plan. I'd already came up with the name for it and everything. And he said that, and we were just like, wow.
Yeah, but my name's Jesse.
Yeah. I'm like, he's marrying Jesse.
So what things are you able to do for these single moms? Tell me what goes on a regular basis.
So I am still kind of learning and trying to find out what the main need is. I'm trying to work in my county, so trying to find out what is missing for single mothers there. I've been researching resources that are available to them and getting that out, kind of saying things on my Facebook page that they may not know. Like, a lot of people may not know that if they're on 10 care and they have a kid under the age of two, they can go to any pharmacy and get 100 free diapers.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, things like that that people don't know. And like, I had a friend of mine that's pregnant that found out recently she had gone to Medicare to try to get insurance and then realized she should have went through 10 care because obviously that's a much more financially good way to go for insurance.
Right,
when you're pregnant.
That would have been more for her.
Yeah, exactly. So things like that they don't know. So what I've done so far is just like some little events. And I'm trying to get to know the single moms and to speak with them and find out what their needs are and their hearts, you know. But
I would imagine, though, that you have street cred with them.
Well,
I mean, you've been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, have you ever been there.
And if I could share with them, honestly, though, I think that single mothers, that there is a lot of pride in that group of people, and they're not really showing up to the events much.
Would you have been that way?
Probably.
Okay, well, see, you know, but again, you're able to speak to that.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you feel this way.
So what I really want, like I thought about a lot the last year, what I need to do for my next steps, and I'm like, Jesus looked at one at a time, you know. He went to the woman at the well. He went to one person at a time. He fixed the woman with the issue of blood. So I want to find that one mom that I can work with and we can learn together, and I can figure out resources and ways that I can be of service to them, and they would also be helping me.
Now, you and I have a common friend, Benjamin Wethington of Agape.
Yes.
Good guy.
Yeah.
And his mom started that ministry.
Yes.
And she was a single mom.
Yes, it is crazy the stories that Benjamin has that showed him that God was in that process.
And the bravery she had just came from the Lord.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have two dimes to rub together, hardly.
Yeah, that's an amazing story.
And then look at look at yours.
Yeah.
You know, here you are, a cancer survivor at this point. A mom of three boys.
Yeah.
You still co-parent for seven.
Yes.
Now, how old is your kids from your husband now?
So my stepdaughter Ellie is 23.
Uh-huh.
Lily's 21.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zach is 17 and Ian is 14. I'm sorry, he's 15.
So most of these are young adults, but some of them are still teenagers.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
They're great kids, too.
Bless your heart. Yeah. That's pretty neat. I mean, just that makes me tired, though.
We all went to Busch Gardens for Christmas together. And
they good gravy.
The park. Yeah, it was pretty great.
So, yeah, so it's hard to say. They pretty much, when they have an event, they have mostly just them.
Yes.
But you're welcome to come be a part of it. Do you have a website so far?
Just on Facebook, Naomi's Promise, if you search
that. So Facebook page, Naomi's Promise.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to look for that at 7:48 now on a Wednesday. We're going to be back in a few moments and finish up with our new friend, Jessie Hahn of Naomi's Promise. She's trying to walk alongside of some of these other women that have had the same issues. All right here at WRJZ, 102.5 FM in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County, AM 620 up in Union County, and all over the world at WRJZ.com.
It's like having green lights and no traffic all the way to work. We're making your morning drive a little better.
You're locked into Joy Radio.
Benaiah was fearless in his destruction of Israel's foes. This is Jim Garlow. Benaiah confronted and defeated the two giant men of Moab. He victoriously attacked an Egyptian of great stature. Then Benaiah confronted a lion. The lion fell in a hidden trap. Benaiah descended into the pit and slew it single-handed. Then King David made Benaiah commander of Israel's army. When a lion's roar registers in the auditory cortex, the brain signals the body, run away as fast as you can. So when the Bible says Satan prowls around like a lion, it's tempting to cower. But the key word is like. Satan is a poser who is powerless. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." When it appears that wickedness prevails, remember that God is ultimately in control. Be courageous. There's more at wellversedworld.org.
620 Weather. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day with mostly sunny skies and warmer temperatures. We're at 71, but it's going to be warmer and breezier on Thursday with winds gusting to 25 and temps near 80. Springtime savings are here. Get a free starting and charging test today. Save 10% on Ultra Power auto and marine batteries, plus huge deals on golf and lawn batteries. Call Master Battery at 865-947-1500. I'm meteorologist Mike Witcher from the East Tennessee Weather Center for Joy 620, WRJZ, and 102.5 FM.
Joy Radio Traffic with Pete Michaels.
The volume is continuing to build on the interstate, all the usual places, especially westbound through town. 640 westbound from Western Avenue over to I-40, 75 southbound down past Merchant, and really lining up now in and around all of the active school zones, especially North Shore Drive through Rocky Hill.
Old fleet vehicles parked in your shop for over 3 weeks are losing you money. Make it to Work Trucks. Work Trucks on Clinton Highway for a free fleet assessment. That's Work Trucks.
Sherry Bigler, Pete Michaels Traffic.
Woke up on the wrong side of the bed? We can fix that right here on The Bob Bell Show.
At no additional charge.
I set up free from banks of rivers. God met me there, show me something better.
That's right now.
For WRJZ, this
This is Joy Radio. Your guilt and shame's gone. Just leave that in the river. 7:53. Now 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We'll talk more about Senator Ben Sasse coming up at the top of the hour with Focus on the Family. And Ben Sasse is going to talk about his diagnosis of cancer. His was a terminal diagnosis, Jesse. And yet he's still on Focus on the Family today talking about everything he's looking forward to. Here you are 10 years after.
Yeah.
And you've got this wonderful smile. If Peppermint Patty had a sister, and I mean this in the best way, I'm sorry, I hope this doesn't make you mad. She's smiling, that's good. You would be her. And I think it's very endearing. So your husband, you guys met online. What was it about him that made you say, you know, that might be the guy?
I think, honestly, the thing that drew me to him the most was his faith. We would read the Bible together, and he would explain things.
Now, that's a date.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
I mean, that's the good stuff.
And Naomi's... he still does. He explains things to me, and he told me this morning, do you remember, you know, Esther and that Mordecai told her, you know, God made you for this moment.
You must be here for such a time as this.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, I hope he's listening, you know, because he should be proud. And I think it's fantastic. And I think, you know, and if I were your daddy, I'd be tickled to death.
Yeah.
You know, but I love that. I think you have a long process, but God is going to get you to where you need to go.
Yeah.
With Naomi's promise right here in East Tennessee, starting in Union County, your home county. Do you all still live up there or do you live down here?
I live in Seymour with my husband, but I have a home.
Oh, you are in God's country.
Yeah.
For those of you who know, that's where I grew up. Is he from Seymour?
He's from Ohio, but he moved to this area and he's lived in Seymour for over 10 years.
Somebody's got to be from Ohio.
Yeah. My dad is too, actually.
Oh, well. No, I love this. Go to the Facebook page and find Naomi's Promise. You could look it up. You could become a part of what they're doing. And they have ways that they're going to be helping a lot of, hopefully, single moms. And what will happen is, and we hope and pray for you, Jesse, that you'll be able to win the trust of some of these single moms.
Yes.
With what you've been through. And they can see who you are. They see you're like them. And,
yeah.
But now you're kind of looking at the other side. And they can get there. So
yes.
I think that's a great thing. So what would you think you'd like to see in the next 4, 5, 6 years? For Naomi's Promise?
I would like to see homes that I can, I don't know if people are familiar with the Restoration House.
Yes.
They built an entire community basically for these single mothers, and they have so many resources available to them, and they just have like 2 and 3 bedroom homes that the moms can stay in for a very smaller portion of their income compared to, you know, if they were buying on their own.
Yes.
And all these resources that they just provide there with, like, even taking their kids to the YMCA and things like that.
And tips from people like you who could say, you know, I found out this works better than that.
Yes.
Or I found this is a great resource and this may not be. Or this is more dependable than the other. You know, they can get the tips and the understanding from somebody like you to make a big difference. Well, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And I think it's going to work well. But you talked about being nervous coming on here.
Yeah.
And you're not so nervous now, are you?
No.
You found out you're just among friends.
No, you're making me very comfortable. You're
that's
a wonderful host.
I did not pay her to say that, Claybo. She just said that of her own accord now. No, we appreciate it. For WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. All right. From time to time, you give us an update on what's going on.
Okay.
And let us know what's happening, and we want to be a part of that. You know, Johnny W. is coming back to Knoxville sometime in the next several months.
Oh, yeah, I think Benjamin had told me about that.
Yeah, Benjamin's all fired up about that. But Agape House, too, when I heard that some of his guys that have been in prison, that have been released now, have occasionally been taken to the beach for their beach trip once a year, he said this. He said that some of those guys that are older go play in the sand at the beach, some of them in long jeans because they don't have shorts, and they just start laughing. And he said he saw one guy that was laughing so hard he was crying, and he got to crying because he realized he had never been to the beach before. He'd never even seen the ocean. And I thought, dear heaven, somebody in their 60s and perhaps in their 70s, and they've never seen the ocean.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, what a ministry. For WRJZ and 102.5 FM, we're going to talk about courage tomorrow. My friend, Dr. Todd Harden's going to be with us in studio with Harden's Heart. Also, we have got some special guest, Troy Miller, National Religious Broadcasting, is going to be on with us via telephone coming up the 7 o'clock hour. Then, as if that's not enough, two of my guys that pulled the bacon out of the fire for me from Dickens Turf and Landscaping, because Bob accidentally put the wrong fuel mixture in his Z-turn tractor. They healed it and made it well. Cost me a little bit of money, but not near as much as I thought. Hallelujah, glory. No, I will talk about that tomorrow, too. Just little joys. For WRJZ, now you've met two new ministries across Nigeria and here locally, Naomi's Promise with Jesse Hahn. Until tomorrow, Bob Bell, along with the rest of the crew, telling you to go out and do Jesus to someone today.